Welcome to Indie Soul Matters,
a fusion of music, all things indie,
and news that's relevant to our community.
This is Push Radio. My name is Belle.
And I'm your new soul curator, DJ Funk Natra.
Keep it locked for the next 60 minutes with the gatekeepers of the soul movement on Indie Soul Matters.
Gentle was your beauty. First glance, it felt like you know me. That I'd been dreaming of you, a creation in my mind that turned out to be true. Then you reached out your hand. That's when she stepped in before I had the chance. I'm like, damn, damn, damn. It wasn't even me you was looking at. Damn, damn, damn. It was another girl standing in the back. School days went away to the university. Lost contact, but we said if ever we saw each other again, it would be forever. And then I saw you on the train. Spotted you, spotted me. It was just like a dream. Took a leap through the crowd to the doors, but before I could get on, in my fancy clothes. Damn, damn, damn.
Thank you.
DJ Funk Natra. What's going on, y'all?
And this is Indie Soul Matters.
Volume 5. Getting it in, y'all.
And we open the show with Tamika Love Jones and Damn, Damn, Damn.
Damn, 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 Elizabeth. Oh, it's Florida, right? Then, of course, If It Isn't Love. Who wasn't watching New Edition
the
Story?
New Edition Story.
I even watched a tape replay.
Yeah.
So it was.
It was awesome, right?
I enjoyed it.
Unless you've been under a rock somewhere.
There's a few people under a rock right now.
The New Edition Story aired last month. It was a 3-night event and took the internet and airwaves by storm and sparked renewed interest and
in
fervor
yeah.
for New Edition.
They did their thing, though. I was yeah. proud of them. That was one of the better stories.
One of the best. I mean, it's up there with, I think, the Temptations movie.
Yeah, I give that.
You know,
I think
even some people really like the Jackson 5.
Yeah, and nothing like the J5 stuff.
Yeah. J5's I'm going to have to roll with New Edition, though. I'm going to have to roll with them
well,
on that.
Well, you know, new school. Yeah. I ain't mad at
So that was awesome. It was directed by Chris Robinson and starred Algie Smith as Ralph Tresvant. Elijah Kelly is Ricky Bell. Brashear Gray was Michael Bivins.
Right.
Luke James, I thought, did a great job as Johnny Gill.
Yeah, he was. He played in something else before, right?
Empire.
Right. Okay, yeah, that's why you look familiar.
Not Luke James. I'm confusing my people. Brashear Gray was Mike Bivins. He's from Empire. Luke James, I don't know. He's a singer.
Oh, that's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
okay.
He's an artist. Yeah. Right. He did Johnny Gill.
I know you look familiar.
Yeah, when they announced that he was going to be Johnny, I kind of was like, how's that going to work out? But I thought he nailed it.
Right, he did his thing.
Keith Powers was Ronnie DeVoe, and Woody McClain played the man, Bobby Brown.
B. Brown.
And we got to shout out Wood Harris, who did a phenomenal job, I
Wood
thought.
Wood has been playing some great acting.
Yeah.
He's in that new hip hop series coming out too.
The Breaks. Is it The Breaks?
It's The Breaks.
Am I confusing my shows?
No, it's The Breaks. You know, it's going down. It's going down. Yeah. Will Harris is blowing up the scene. He's gonna be the next Denzel.
Very understated.
The hip hop Denzel.
Performance, but it was powerful, and I thought that the movie did the fellas justice, and I'm so happy that everybody co-produced it, all six members, including Brooke Payne, right. So I'm pretty sure it was accurate.
Yeah, they did
so
their thing.
So we learned some things that we didn't know about them, and we are looking forward to a tour and a new album, like, immediately.
right. Keep it rolling, N.E. Keep it rolling.
Right.
I'm not mad at those boys.
So TV and film, right?
TV and film.
I Am Not Your Negro, which we talked about in Volume 4.
Right.
The documentary directed by Raoul Peck. It's now in select theaters across the country, and it opened to rave reviews. I haven't had a chance to catch it yet, but it's
neither
on my to-do list. Love James Baldwin. And
right.
Everybody that I know that's seen it, they've all said the same thing. It's powerful.
Got it.
Really good. Like, must see.
Must see?
Yeah.
Better than must see TV. I'm just using that slogan because I see it. You know, you.
That was a good campaign, though. Promotion campaign when that whole must see TV thing.
Oh, yeah. They did
that. Yeah, that was a good idea. And then I want to talk about Get Out. That's a new movie that opened yesterday, and it was written and directed by Jordan Peele of the comedy duo Key and Peele.
Right, I heard about
and
that.
And so he transitions from doing the whole comedy thing, if you're not familiar with Key and
bananas.
Peele. Yeah, to horror.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at him, though. I mean, that's talent.
Right. So it follows a young interracial couple as they travel to visit her family in a mysterious white suburb.
Right.
And honestly, I had written the movie off. When I saw the trailer, I was kind of like, no. But I've seen nothing but
rare reviews.
Yeah, from people that I know personally. So, you know, I take what they say. You know, it holds weight with me. So I'm definitely now
you're gonna check it out.
Yeah,
now it's on the to-do list.
It's on my to-do list.
Well, anybody that's not paying attention, it's on the to-do list.
So it's going to happen. And I wanted to mention this series, This Is Us. I'm late to the party. I'd heard a lot about it and seen.
Yeah, I'm not even at the table. So.
Yeah, well, I'll bring you up to speed.
Gotcha.
So This Is Us is a drama that comes on, I don't want to say the network because off the top of my head, I might say the wrong one.
Yeah, you promote bad promotion.
It's starring the bad promotion. This Is Us, and it's a story about siblings. There's twins that are white, and then there's a third child who's played by Sterling K. Brown. He's a black guy.
Right.
And I won't give away any spoilers or anything like that, but
just check it out.
It is a really, really well done, well written show.
So it sounds like something that is real, and we get
very relatable characters. The writing's done. The acting is really well done. I love Sterling K. Brown in that role, and he's received a lot of accolades for his portrayal of Randall in this show. And so it's definitely something that is worth checking out.
Okay, y'all.
Yeah, This Is Us.
This Is Us.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all better check it out. Of course, I'm going to be brought up to speed, so I'll be able to say something by the next show about it.
Yeah, we have to see I Am Not Your Negro.
So for those folks that have inboxed me, yes, I do go and see these movies.
Yes, he does.
In order for me to be able to do this show, I have to participate.
You have to know what you're talking about.
So I have to know what I'm talking about. Right. Right. But I have been surprised. I have been pleasantly surprised on a couple times. Because anybody that knows me know I'm an action man. So all these stories have changed my perspective on the different directors and writers and things of that nature. So I do appreciate what people like me are making so that I can see. So I really appreciate that.
We got to support, right? So we can see more of it.
Right.
Right. So this is your girl, Belle, and this is Indie Soul Matters.
Right. And I am your new soul curator, DJ Funk Natra. Indie Soul Matters. What's happening, y'all?
This is DJ Dipper, and you're listening to Push Radio.
This possibly could be the start of everything. Just like my dreams, baby, you have come to rescue me. Can't fight with the feeling, boy, I won't, cause the feeling is so real. All I'm really trying to say is you've completely rearranged my story.
When I see you,
it's like I just can't help myself. All I wanna do is
fetch you.
It's really what it seems. My heart is so open, and your love mended all that was broken. And you really need to know that you're the one for me. No more sad endings. Yeah,
when
I see you, it's like I just can't help myself. All I wanna do
is touch you.
Just one night, I would want you to.
my wristwatch. Who that? Who that? Baby, say my name. I'll take you around the world on ski ships and jet planes. If that ain't your thing, let's take a walk through my Jill Scott. You my sweetest thing, Lauryn Hill, lady of hip hop. Now wait, stop. I'm trying to take you further, baby, nonstop. Where the climate don't change, always stays hot.
Coming back
for more.
She said she would stay for the weekend. by the girl, she says she well want please me. Even though me one gangsta attitude crazy, me play with the pun on it like a piano player playing them. I'm a certified pimp, cause I ain't paying her. Boom, me, the female Vanessa, juicy suit undresser. Every chick I touch got them under pressure. Had them all like clear the knees down to Vanessa. I be the big body to touch her. When I'm on them stepping on the pier, so love your man even less her. Middle sexual weapon, I didn't have to caress her. Good golly, she clapping to the Wally belly dance. A little romance about Glenn back in the party parties. We own the dance floor, Mr. Cardin, Allen, Glenn, back for more. You don't hear me though.
Picture up and went back to my place.
She ain't going home till tomorrow.
Keep on me screaming, coming back for more. Keep on me screaming, coming back for more.
Coming back for
she
more.
Said she would stay for the weekend, but we'll both be done by
we'll
tomorrow.
Be done when tomorrow comes.
Said that she'd be coming back for more. Said that she'd be coming back.
Her body's like,
back for more, Glenn
that's
Lewis.
Right, that's right.
It's a nice little joint. We were both jamming in our seats listening to that one.
Right.
Nice
right.
little party anthem, right?
That's right. That's right.
Prior to that,
doing that old school.
I don't even remember what that dance is called.
The old school reggae dance. Oh, with the two fingers, y'all. They know what we're talking about. They
hey, don't judge me. Don't judge me. I like that. Back for More by Glenn Lewis.
Right.
Prior to that, we listened to Let's Hit the Town by a duo. New Soul is the name of that group.
Right. Then we kicked it off with I Love You, Brandon Williams from the album 12, featuring Anisha and Casey Benjamin.
That was a real sweet
so
song.
Special.
Yeah, she can sing.
Yeah, she got that.
Yeah,
she
got vocals.
I was like, okay, she doing a little something.
So it's February. Something. It's February.
What
the end of
February. Other than Black History Month, that's the most important thing about February.
Right. A lot happens in February, actually.
Right.
This is, like you mentioned, Black History Month. Did you know that Carter G. Woodson introduced Black History Week?
No, I didn't know who did it.
In 1926.
We appreciate him for doing that.
They designated the second week in February as Black History Week because of the birthdays of Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass happened in that second week.
Gotcha.
It wasn't officially recognized as Black History Month, or it didn't really expand officially until 1976
gotcha.
To Black History Month. You know, there's debate that goes on and on and on about the importance of or lack thereof. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm of the opinion that, you know, what's wrong with having a month where we focus specifically on that? There's also, you know, theory floating out there that all these things are happening in February to distract.
To distract.
The black
the brother
folks.
And the sister from the real meaning of Black history.
Right. Like, we can't multitask. Like, I can't care about award shows and the Super Bowl and Black history all in the same month. That's insulting to me. But, personally.
But there's folks that feel different.
And absolutely.
That's the world we live in.
But I have the mic.
Right.
And so for me,
you
I'm just
say,
saying.
It's my show.
I'm just saying. For me,
right.
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah,
I really, really don't. I think.
And neither do I. I'm one of multitasking as a part of the job with this business.
Right. And there we have so many things that we've contributed to this country. I think we should talk about it. Absolutely.
So we should talk
about always, it every day. Always talk about it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there are some people that still don't know things. They don't know who Carter G. Woodson is, or they don't know anything about a Tuskegee.
How about they don't know about Abraham Lincoln, and they don't know about
Frederick Douglass.
Frederick Douglass.
They think he's still alive, like 45.
With the fro.
But we're going to move away from that. Right.
Right.
So the Super Bowl happened.
Right.
Yeah, it did.
Super Bowl 51. Congratulations to New England Patriots.
Yeah. That's my team, always.
Right.
I ain't scared of y'all.
Hey, they barely got past the Ravens, so it's all good.
Yeah. I know.
Be more Ravens in the building. What?
A Ravens fan over there.
Right.
The New England Patriots
so
took
we
on
the Super Bowl, so what?
The Atlanta Falcons in Houston and
the other birds lost it.
Hey, I'm not going to, you know, Atlanta's fragile right now. They're still recovering. So, you know, all I'm going to say is go Pats. Better luck next year, Falcons.
Right. That's what's up. That's funny, though.
Lots of award shows this month, right?
Yeah, they did the Grammys. They did the Oscars. Well, the Oscars. By the time everybody listens, the Oscars would have aired.
Right. So. But we're gonna narrow it in just a little bit.
But my favorite, of course, as I saw a couple clips online.
The ABFF honors, the Atlanta Black Film Festival, and that was founded by Jeff Friday. I'm not sure I got his name right.
Jeff Friday.
Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah. And right, I thought it was really, really well done. And I think this is only the second honors that's aired.
The second one in the air, but the festival has been going on for years.
For 20-plus years.
And it don't even seem like it's been that long. Because I remember when they tried, when they partnered up with the Indie Soul, International Soul Music Summit. Mm-hmm. So that was 10 years ago?
Yeah.
So that shows you the elevation and how people stay diligent with creating things that they want to see. I love that, which we always say.
That's create what you want to see.
Yeah,
and that's what he did.
Yeah.
And watching the show, I was so proud. It reminded me of the BET honors. Just well done. There was not a hint of ratchetness anywhere. You know, just accomplished, intelligent, successful people of color doing their thing. And so the winners, we saw Queen Latifah. She won the Entertainment Icon Award. Denzel won the Hollywood Legacy Award. Issa Rae won the Rising Star Award. Love Jones was honored with a Classic Cinema Award.
Now, you know that's real when Love Jones is still affecting people.
Darius Love Hall.
Was it 20 years?
And Nina Mosley.
20 years after it was created. That's real stuff, man. That's real stuff.
And we were treated to performances by Dion Farris and Maxwell in tribute of Love Jones. So I thought that was phenomenal. I thought Dion Farris did a wonderful job.
Absolutely.
And F. Gary Gray won the Excellence in the Arts Award. And it was just really interesting to see Denzel and Viola Davis and Cicely Tyson and all these heavy hitters in the film industry of color present and supporting it. So I look forward to next year. Love what he's doing. We also, earlier this month, saw the NAACP Image Awards.
Right.
And some of the honorees were Denzel Washington, Taraji Henson, Hidden Figures, Blackish, and Queen Sugar All.
Viola.
Uh-huh. Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ellis Ross were honored as well. So that was good to see also.
Right.
And then, as you mentioned, we have the Oscars coming up.
Right.
On tomorrow, actually.
Let's see what, as we air this show, it'll come on tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So let's see how that turns out.
So, well, you know, the Oscars have been under fire, right? The whole Oscars so white hashtag.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I'm not expecting miracles tomorrow, but there are a lot of people. Moonlight has been nominated for so many awards. They're up for film editing, original score, best adapted screenplay, Mahershala Ali for best supporting actor, Barry Jenkins for best director, for cinematography. I mean, they have got to win something.
So that means they've been doing their work. They did their thing.
Yeah.
And so let's see what those people that are
Naomi Harris, the mom, Chiron's mother. Chiron is a star of the film. His mom, Naomi Harris, she's up for best supporting actress. Denzel Washington for lead actor in Fences. Ruth Negga from Loving for best leading actress. Viola Davis, Octavia Spencer for best supporting. I Am Not Your Negro is nominated for a feature documentary, 13th by Ava DuVernay. So there's a lot of presence, black presence. So I'll be interested to see.
Which is why I stated, let's see what happens.
Right. I'm not holding my breath.
Because this is America. Either, but, considering the past, considering what has been.
Because Selma was, you know, had been hyped up like that. And that was disappointing. Because that was a really well done film. So I'll be interested to see if, you know, Moonlight wins anything, if Denzel wins for playing, he was still dysfunctional in that role too. All his roles that he won for, except The Glory, but that was best supporting. He won for Training Day.
Right.
And that,
but
you know,
it was a dysfunctional.
Yeah, and then Fences he was as well. So we'll see. But you know,
that's normally when we win. I'm just saying, it's the truth. That's been
Brother
our
Malcolm.
That's
he should have won for Malcolm X.
But it seems like to me the only way for those people that vote for movies. They seem to only vote for movies where we are dysfunctional. We can't
like Halle
just
Berry and Monsters Ball.
Right. We can't just be good people. Like, right. For instance, in my opinion, Hidden Figures should win something, too.
Yeah. They're nominated.
They should get an award just for introducing to the world a whole bunch of information that nobody knew.
Right.
That's the number one award.
Well, that's not going to happen on that stage. But certainly, you know, taking a cue from the ABFL, he's rolling his eyes, y'all. So, you know, taking a cue from, you know, the ABFF, you know, create what you want to see. And yes. So that's part of the reason Jeff Friday said he created that show, right. Created the ABFF, is because there were so many people waiting for validation,
right.
from other trades. Yeah, right. Yeah. So he was saying, no, we
are
substantive and we can do it for ourselves. And I love that. Right. So even if these people don't win on tomorrow, you are all stars.
I want people to know that there's people that is behind Jeff Friday that,
yeah.
If you're not paying attention, one of the most powerful people in the music industry and has been for years since I was a baby, Miss Susan DePass, mm-hmm. is one of the people that helped make ABFF mm-hmm. become mm-hmm. televised, sponsorship, all mm-hmm. of that. So, and I'm sure it was just her picking up the phone saying, hey, I want you right. to support this.
And we That's need real. To see more of that. So yeah. Y'all support that stuff, please. It's so important. We're yeah. not a monolith. Everybody doesn't, you know, we're not just ratchet. That's a segment right. of our population, but just we're like, so much more than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just like other ethnicities have ratchetness too. You
right.
know?
And that's why we created Indie Soul Matters, because we wanted to shine a spotlight on independent artists. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Good music
so,
for good people and the real information in the community.
Yeah, if you want to see it created, don't wait for somebody to do it for you.
What she said, y'all.
But my name is Belle.
And I'm DJ Funk Natra, the new soul curator. What y'all know about it?
And this is Indie Soul Matters. Hit us up, pushradio.net. Email us, mypushradio@gmail.com for questions, promotions,
right.
rants. If you have something to say about what I said earlier about the Patriots and the Falcons,
and she
hit me
eyes.
Up. Go Pats.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh my God. Indie Soul Matters, y'all.
This is Isaac Newton, and you're listening to Push Radio.
I knew that he had to go. Knew I'd have to face the constant yearning. gesture, one smile, and I'm in love with you. One talk, one date, one piece of your mind. One word, one embrace, and I'm in paradise.
Magic girl, when we locked eyes,
oh, when
I believe in love at first sight. It's just like that.
Oh, you got me, babe.
Just like that.
Mind, body, soul. Just like that,
ooh,
you got me, baby.
And we're back.
Indie Soul Matters. My name is Belle, and this is Push Radio. And you're listening to Mike Phillips. We are one.
Right, right. My man Mike Phillips. He does a good live show, too.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen him live.
Oh, we got to go check that out for sure. Yeah. Before that, Just Like That, R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
The R.
The R.
All right.
And we opened up the segment with See You In My Dreams by Deborah Bond.
Yeah. She does some good work, too. I like her work. She does a good job.
I really do. I've not seen her. I know she came to Atlanta with Incognito, maybe?
Did she?
I think she opened or something, and I wasn't able to make that show. I do want to catch her. Yeah.
Yeah, she does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, without that. With that being said, live shows. That's
live
what we're talking
shows,
about. We on that. We
which
just
is why we're
right
here because we love live music.
Live music.
The New Soul Revival Tour started. I want to say the 3rd of February. It's still going, and it's featuring Miss Avery Sunshine, who we love.
Right.
Music Soul Child, Kendra the Family Soul, and Life Jennings. They are going to be in Atlanta on the 10th at the Fox Theater. That's the March 10th.
March 10th.
And the lineup changes. Yeah.
Yesterday.
Okay. The lineup changes depending on the city. They add the Foreign Exchange and Dwelle.
Right.
And some cities, Chrisette Michelle.
Right.
So catch that if you haven't.
Correct.
Seen it yet. Jeff Bradshaw, who had some health challenges earlier in the year, is back touring again, which is fantastic.
Oh,
sold
good.
Out shows. And he's going to be with Algebra Blissett on March 3rd at B.B. King's in New York.
She has an actually decent live set as well.
Yeah, I've seen her.
We did a show together in Detroit.
Yeah?
Matter of fact, a few years ago, yeah.
Yeah, I saw her in Houston.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a really good show.
Right.
And Marsha Ambrosius and Eric Benet are now touring.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just heard a new Eric Benet joint the other day.
Get that. I heard that too. I cannot remember the name of it.
I don't remember the name of it.
But I like him. He gives a really good show, and so does Marsha. And she just had a baby girl.
Oh. Okay.
A little while ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So congrats to her again.
Maybe that'll mellow her out a little bit.
Hmm?
Maybe that will mellow her out.
Oh, wow. So we're going to move on. Sex Appeal from Collective Peace, who we, you know, is probably my most favorite band.
Of all. Well, next right Indy, up there next to.
Love them. They are really, really talented. And if they're in your city, you want to catch them. But Sex Appeal, the saxophonist and founder, one of the founders of the group, he is now touring with
Charlie
Wilson. Yeah,
Uncle
and Fantasia.
Charlie.
And in the In It to Win It tour.
Right.
So
yeah,
when that comes to your city, they just left Detroit not so long ago.
Yeah, that was.
They'll be coming to Atlanta soon.
Right.
I think I saw a date for that.
Yeah, it's kind of crisscrossing. It's not.
Yeah,
like
they're all over. And that's a huge arena for him.
Right.
You know, he's
Uncle Charlie,
Fantasia. And the third person changes, but I know Johnny Gill's
been on a lot of the
dates. Yeah,
he gives a good show. He's still pretty good.
Yeah.
He still can do it.
So when that, and I know a lot of listeners like Uncle Charlie and Fantasia as well. So when you see that saxophonist that's out there,
that's our people.
With Charlie, that's our guy, Sex Appeal. So check him out. Very talented.
With those gold shoes on.
What's up, Sex?
Right.
Alrighty. So, speaking of artists,
Indie
Fool for Thought. So we were talking, the Funknatra and I were talking about how, you know, we get lots of emails and inboxes, and text messages and phone calls from artists, you know, wanting to be played, wanting to be interviewed, wanting to be pushed.
Right.
No pun intended.
Right.
And so, you know, with that comes a lot of other things. And so we all have pet peeves and we all have advice, nuggets, whatever. But we decided to call it Indie Food for Thought.
Indie Food for Thought.
And we're just putting the information out there for consumption of artists and management of artists. So you kind of know what the tastemakers are thinking when they get these packets.
Exactly.
When they get these emails, when they get these, you know, inboxes.
Right.
So for me, and we to keep the segment on
on task
on the tracks. Yeah, we're just gonna do one thing at a time. So for me, I thought my big thing right now is research, push, and Indie Soul Matters, and even me before you send me stuff because I get inundated with, as you know, there's a gazillion rappers out there,
right?
And you know, they send things that are so offensive and so misogynistic and so, you know, you can just look at the artwork and right. tell what it's going to be. And so I just think it's insulting to receive music and the person doesn't even know anything about who they're sending it to. Like, what is Push? Push is not that.
Right.
And Push is owned by a woman.
Right.
So you don't really want to send me something with somebody bent over on the cover of your artwork,
right.
splayed open, you know, explicit lyrics. And when I listen, the first thing I hear is a whole bunch of, you know, you're cussing me out, essentially. So,
right.
and that's the extreme. And then there are others, but, right. you know, just right. make sure you research the format. If you're a country western singer, I like country, but this is not the right format.
Exactly. It doesn't fit the format
right.
of the show.
And sometimes, because I have people that are persistent, you know, I'll go ahead and listen and I'll respond and say, hey, you know, this isn't the right format, but that's actually pretty good.
Right.
And maybe I can put you in touch with somebody who might be able to help you with what it is you're trying to do. But please, for me right now, today, on this Indie Soul Matters.
Right.
Think about what you're sending before you send it.
Right.
Who am I sending it to?
Exactly. And please remember that how you do your research is very important. So if you're, how would I say, as you're doing your research, don't contact them and send the inbox on social media. That's not really the proper format to submit your materials. I do realize some people may do that,
mm-hmm.
but emails are greater and more important for a lot of reasons, because sometimes with an inbox, I know personally, checking my inbox takes me a few days. So if you sent me a record and then you text
inbox
me and say,
mm-hmm.
yeah, hey man, did you listen? And I'm like, did you email it? And they're like, oh no, I put it in your inbox. Guess what? I didn't get it. You know, and I'm piggybacking off of what Miss Bell is saying here right now. Like, that's very important for you to do your homework. You know, same thing. I get rappers that send me music for Future Soul sessions, and I'm going, yeah,
have
bro.
Have you even listened to a Future Soul
session?
Yeah,
have you paid attention to Future Soul sessions? Yeah, I play hip-hop beats. But even the lyrics, that you know, they're very important to me, and there's things that, you know, my kids listen to what I do.
Yeah.
So I don't play music that my kids can't hear, you know. So if it's not something that I'm gonna listen to, guess what? It's not gonna get played.
Right.
So with that being said, you know, that's the indie food for thought for Volume 5, Indie Soul Matters.
Yeah. Did you want to talk about the other part of what you were saying earlier about relationships?
Well, that's building. Well, I thought that would be a different
okay.
food for thought for
we'll
the next food for thought, building relationships.
Okay.
After you do your research.
Yeah, so I guess today the theme is, or the thought is, do your research.
Yeah, do your homework
before
you
send it.
Start. I mean, I even do that when I send my mixes and remixes out to other stations and other promoters or whomever it is. You know, I make sure that they are doing what I do. So that's just bottom line what we're saying. So that makes sense. With that being said, we always appreciate everyone that listens, supports, tunes in, shares.
Absolutely.
And tells somebody to pay attention to Indie Soul Matters. We so appreciate that.
Anybody right. We are creating what we want to see.
That's right.
We are providing a platform for indie artists to shine. There are lots of vehicles out there, none quite like this one, we don't think.
Right.
And so, you know, we need your support.
Right.
You know, if no one listens, what's the point?
That's it.
If a tree falls in the forest and nobody's around, you know, that whole
really?
Thing. same idea.
Right.
But we're going to keep doing what we do. The feedback's been great. The support has been great. And we love what we do. We love indie, all things indie.
Right.
And we're just going to keep pushing and growing the brand.
That's right.
Yeah.
Indie Soul Matters, y'all. We're going to close out.
Life
following.
Happens, y'all.
Learn to Fly, FKJ, featuring Jordan Rakai. All Right, Miss Carolyn Malachi. And then, of course, the Backspin Music exclusive, Falling Short, that DJ Funk Natra remix. As you've heard it, I am the new soul curator, DJ Funk Natra.
My name is Belle. This is Push Radio, and you're listening to Indie Soul Matters.
You're listening to Push Radio. Thank you.
hundred of us, cause it's us and them. Hey yo, we comfortably numb in a state of war. Yes, it's dangerous, and it's us and them. Hey yo, we comfortably numb in a state of war. Yes, it's dangerous, and it's us and them. Hey yo, we comfortably numb in a state of war. Yes, it's dangerous, and it's us and them.
all of your melodies haunting. Mazzotti, fly with you high in the airplane. You touch down, kiss ground, come my way. Enough of them tests, but you've been true to me always. From relaxers and bubble coats, when I put my 4.0s in my panty drawer. Now I rock a chic Caesar and I'm comfortable. Girlies with the camel toe, cop attitude, they should blame it on the boogie, yo. About to kill my radio, she got a mouth on ya. Superhead stereo, louder than a woofer, subber than a teacher. Meet me at the bleachers, like we used to do in high school. You made waves, now they seasick. Watch you like the choir, watch Dietrich. Hannibal Lecter trick, nasty. Had a long day and I just wanna put it past me. Cup of tea, you and me, lights down, classy, classy.
This is a Backspin Music exclusive.
These times like these, and these days are too far to carry this.
Thanks for tuning in for another edition of Indie Soul Matters.
For more information about our network, go to pushradio.net and join our mailing list.
For promotions, submissions, and requests, email us at mypushradio@gmail.com.
Keep it locked to Indie Soul Matters, the gatekeepers of the soul movement.